Hello, everybody. I'm Lennox Dolan.
And I'm Jared Sands. We've been best friends since kindergarten, and we have loved baseball. Now we're in fifth grade, and we've stuck to it.
Before we start this episode of Baseball Talk, a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor.
Okay, for segment one in episode 10, 10th anniversary, kind of fun. We have last episode we did top 20 hitters. Now we're doing top 20 starting pitchers. Jared has his list, which I think might be controversial, and I have my list, and let's get started. Let's go number 20 first. Who did you have, Jared?
I have Mike Soroka. And let me just say, I was very rushed on this list, you know. I was running out of names, and so if some people are in like the wrong place that you think they are, I mean, okay, you can blame me.
I had Soroka also. Mm-hmm. I think that he is the next star pitcher besides Max Fried. On the Braves, I think future maybe Cy Young Award winner,
maybe,
possible. Mm-hmm. Jared, why'd you pick Soroka number 20?
I picked Mike Soroka at number 20 because one of the reasons is the same reason that you said. He's got a bright future on the team. And number two probably has to be, I think that he's ready. You know, he made it to the National League Championship in his first or second season?
Second, I believe.
Second season.
But he was injured.
Oh. Well, then that puts something out there. But still, I think he has a bright future.
Yeah, definitely. Number 19. Looks like we have the same thing again. Chris Sale.
Yeah. I think after getting traded to the White Sox, he actually took a step down on my list. I mean, if he was so dominant as he is, I would probably put him maybe 12, 11, 10, maybe.
Yeah, I had him 19 because he was just hurt last year. So we'll see if he's still the same Chris Sale this coming year.
Yeah, and he has his talent is very young. Jack Flaherty, Max Fried, Soroka, Glasnow. I mean, he's going up against some like really young guys. And if he were to read this list, I mean, he'd probably be a little questionable about it, that there are a bunch of
young guys,
amateurs in front.
Yeah, yeah.
Which by amateurs I mean first or second year.
Yeah, but I picked Sale because I mean he's just a great pitcher. Nasty changeup, nasty slider, can freeze a guy with one of those pitches, and I think that I really hope he has a good year coming off injury. But we'll see. That was just one of the questions. That was why I put him 19.
Mhm. And 18, I got Jack Flaherty from the Cardinals. Who do you got?
I have Donaldson Lamet from the Padres.
Okay, why did you pick Lamet?
Well, he's in the conversation for All-MLB team, actually. Mm. I think he's a great, great guy on the Padres. Obviously, now they have Snell and Darvish, so he'll kind of be in the shadow. But I think he did a great job as the Padres' ace last year, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen with him next year.
Mm-hmm. I pick Flaherty because I think he is going to be the star of that pitching staff because, I mean, it's time for Adam Wainwright to retire. He's not looking too good, and I mean, it's like for some players, if you're getting old and then you have one last, you have one good enough, a good year, you should just end it on that. Because if you play like two or three more years and they're all terrible, your chances to be in the Hall of Fame are less and less. Just end it on a good year.
Yeah. I think that he definitely taken a step down. And I think that already, even though Wainwright isn't retired, I think that Flaherty's the ace now. Throws like 102 miles per hour or whatever. But let's go on to 17. Jared, who'd you have?
Well, before we go on to 17, Flaherty, he also better get some help in that rotation. Because if you have like one good pitcher and the rest are terrible and he wins every single game, that still won't matter at all.
Yeah, and they have another young guy in Jordan Hicks. He's a reliever. So those two young guys, starter and then reliever. But other than that, there's not much on the Cardinals pitching staff. Mm-hmm. Jared, who'd you have for number 17?
Number 17, I had to go with Patrick Corbin from the Nationals.
And I had Kenta Maeda from the Twins.
Mm-hmm. Why do you pick Kenta Maeda? I think I agree with him, like, in that range, but your reasoning.
Well, I think that this year was the first time he was really in the spotlight again with Lamette. He's not in the spotlight anymore, but but Maeda was on the Dodgers. I don't think that was a really very good spot for him, kind of shadowed by Kershaw
and Buehler.
Yeah, and I think he definitely, this was his best season, career-changing year.
Mm-hmm. Blue Jays, I think?
Blue Jays?
What, is he now in the Blue Jays?
Twins.
Mm. Okay.
I think that the Twins definitely needed that kind of season from him, and I think he definitely delivered.
Mm-hmm. And with Odorizzi now a free agent, he's losing probably since they probably practice with each other, they probably become good friends, and after 1 year he leaves, so that's pretty heartbreaking probably for him, but I think he'll have another good year.
But who knows, maybe Odorizzi will re-sign with the Twins.
Yeah,
it's always possible. But me and Jared, hopefully he'll go to the Mets. But it's still possible that the Twins will re-sign him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on to number 16.
I didn't say Corbin.
Oh, sorry.
I think Corbin's, just like Maeda, is very shadowed right now by Scherzer and Strasburg. Because they were, like, the guys who were there when he came. I know they're all like, yeah, we got Corbin, let's go. But, like, is he really thinking that he's in the spotlight? And with Scherzer being a free agent in 2021 and Strasburg, I mean, it might be time to part ways with the Nationals. He could be in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Just like Maeda when he went to the Twins. He's now, like, top. The spotlight or the next best?
Yeah. I think the Nats definitely needed Corbin because Scherzer and Strasburg both get injured a lot, I think. Mm-hmm. And Corbin doesn't get injured that much. So, yeah, I like him on the Nationals.
Yeah. Now we go into number 16.
I had Tyler Glasnow.
And I had Paxton.
Like I said, controversial pick. Mm-hmm. Paxton is way past his prime. Just saying.
I mean, I do think that Glasnow is better than Paxton, but I don't know if Paxton shouldn't be on this list. I think he still has maybe one year, maybe 2 years left in him.
I mean, I see Glasnow higher on your list later, but yeah. I picked Glasnow because I think he really had a breakout year. last year is all about Blake Snell. This year he kind of became the ace on that squad. And yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And the manager, really smart, Glasnow on only like a 2 days rest. Why do you start him? He only goes in for one or two innings to face off against the Yankees' best hitters, because the game before that he pitched great against them. And then you bring in Snell to dominate the rest of the game. And that also gives Snell a little longer. So you'll have Snell then from like maybe the second inning to the seventh, or the third inning to maybe like the seventh instead of like the first to the sixth or fifth. And then you bring your relievers.
Yeah, a great strategy. But Jared, I'm interested to see why you picked Paxton.
Why did I pick Paxton? Because I think he still has some good James Paxton playing in there still.
Yep.
And also, with Severino hurt and J.A. Happ, is he still there? Free agent, traded?
Not I think sure. He's a free agent with Paxton along, both mm-hmm. free agents.
And I think if he goes to a new team, I think it'll be a fresh start for him, really.
Mm-hmm. Like we said, maybe Paxton re-signed with the Mariners. Who knows?
Yeah, I think it's, like, not likely, but not doubtful. Like, not indefinitely not happening, but it's not likely.
Pretty interesting story to see where he'll end up. But let's go on to number 15. I had Hyunjin Ryu.
And I had Aaron Nola.
I had Hyunjin Ryu because he went to the Blue Jays this past season, and I think that's a great place for him. The Blue Jays definitely really needed him. He's now their ace. Maybe he gets injured. I think he gets injured a little too much, so that's why I had him a little lower than maybe expected. But yeah. What about Nola?
Noah, now thinking about it, after this year, if it was a 2020 list, Noah would be well behind, and in his place would actually be Zach Wheeler. He had an unbelievable year. And I think I might have heard in like an interview with the Phillies saying that, like, because of this year that Zach Wheeler had given them, they will not be giving him away, because I know it was like a one-year contract. So I think they're re-signing him.
I think if we were to do top 25, I think Wheeler would definitely make it on there.
Yeah, but Nola, I mean, if in the past he was pretty good, you know, 16, 17, 18 were like his prime years. And this is like his little break, just like Paxton, a fresh start. Could be needed, take some well-deserved rest, and then come back in spring training looking great. I think that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Let's go on to number 14. I have Patrick Corbin.
And I have Max Fried.
Well, Corbin, you had Corbin at 17. I think that he's, yeah, like I said, the Nats really need him because Strasburg and Scherzer, they always get hurt a lot. Corbin plays almost every time he is asked to, I feel like. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fried, why? Just like Soroka on the Braves, I think both of them have great potential. But you know what could come in the future is actually a friendship could turn into a rivalry for the top spot, the most attention, and the ace spot. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But for now, it's calm before the storm with them. You could be seeing Fried having another undefeated record. Mm-hmm. 7-0 for 60 games, that's really good.
Yeah.
But how well can he do with a we hope in 162 game season? How can he do that? Yeah,
definitely and hope.
If it's all around the league, because it was only the your division and that division in the AL. So he's in the NL East. He would only be facing off against the NL East and the AL East. Pretty good hitters there. Mm-hmm. Stanton Judge on the Yankees. Bryce Harper on the Phillies, you know. And his team also pretty stacked. But that young Blue Jays team. So maybe we can see how he does against Mike Trout or Cody Bellinger, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, how can he do there?
Yeah. Let's go on to number 13. I had Zach Greinke.
You had Zach Greinke. I had Lucas Giolito.
Oh.
The no-hitter this year. I was freaking out.
Another controversial one.
The reason I put him here, let's see.
Just that no-hitter, I feel like.
The no-hitter, and also I think he's definitely improved in his game from becoming a nobody to now, like, the second-best pitcher on the White Sox, besides – actually, maybe the ace, actually, besides Keuchel, him and Keuchel.
I think Keuchel is a little better than him, but maybe in, like, 2 years, Keuchel's getting kind of old.
Mm-hmm. White Sox, the talks about the White Sox with Bauer, then the White Sox rotation will be actually pretty good. Giolito, Keuchel, Bauer, and Kopech.
And now they have
Lance Lynn.
Yeah.
It's Lynn. That'd be, I mean, maybe not like all-star rotation, but
possible. I think Lance Lynn, unless they sign Bauer, Lance Lynn is the ace on that team.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not. I mean, that's like a whole other argument on its own.
Yeah. Let's go on.
I would say no. I don't think Lance Lynn would be the ace.
Well, I picked Zach Greinke, and I feel like he's maybe a little past his prime, and
definitely.
I think that he's had a very good career, and I think it's also pretty interesting to see he's a free agent next year, and I think it'll be pretty interesting to see where he ends up. Maybe the Astros re-sign him, but who knows? And one little story that I love with Zach Greinke, when he got traded from the Diamondbacks to the Astros, he was like, "Well, who'd you trade me to?" And the general manager was like, "The Astros." He's like, "Ah, you should have traded me to an NL team. You could use my value as hitting."
Mm-hmm.
Great quote.
Because he is one of the best hitting pitchers of all time. And I remember once at Mets spring training, we got field access before the game. And during BP, the pitchers were out for the Mets. And I'm looking around and I see, hey, there's Noah Syndergaard. Yeah. Oh, nice. Oh, who just hit that home run? Oh, I'm not sure. Oh, whoa, that's Noah Syndergaard right there. That's a little odd. And also, I think in 2017, I probably said this before, but after 1 week, after opening week, Madison Bumgarner, the pitcher, hit the NL with most home runs.
Yeah. So
two
great.
Home runs.
Yeah. Let's go on to number 12. I had Nola.
I had Ryu.
Well, I picked Ryu lower in my list, and you had Nola lower in your list. So I had Nola because I think really hope he has a bounce back year this coming year. Kind of had an off year last year. But I definitely believe in him because in his prime, he was one of the best pitchers in the league.
Mm-hmm. Just as I was talking about where I hope he gets a bounce back year.
Mm-hmm. Why did you pick Ryu, Jared?
Why did I pick Ryu? New team, new start, great year.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say.
Okay. Let's go on to number 11. I had Blake Snell.
I had Justin Verlander. I mean, if it was 2020, of course, he got injured for three quarters of the year. And with Tommy John?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Lennox knows all the facts.
Yep.
All the injuries, all the trades, all this, all that. And, but if we're talking career, he's had such a great career. I mean, the cheating scandal, of course, but the pitchers weren't the ones cheating. It was the hitters, so.
If we're talking career, he's number one, no doubt, I think.
Really?
Yes, definitely. But
this is career. This list is career.
Well, I feel like it's a little more like now. Like, right now, who's the top pitchers?
Okay, fine. But even if he played and he had a bad year, I would still put him like in my top 20 because of these past 3 years, he has been dominant.
Yeah, definitely, I'd still put him up there.
Yes, joining the Astros.
I put Snell because almost won a World Series. I think he did like really well this year, and I think he did really well under pressure in the playoffs. And I think that like 2 years ago, I'm pretty sure he was so great, and that was really his first year of being really, really good. And it's excited to see what he brings to the table this coming year.
Mm-hmm. Gotta agree with you. Number 10. I have Glasnow.
And I have Scherzer.
I remember 1 year ago, I was watching MLB Network, and they were having an interview with Glasnow, and they said that he was, like, a future star, and I'm like, I've never even heard of this guy. And then next thing you know, I'm like, wow, Glasnow is now in the World Series as one of the Rays' top pitchers, and I'm like, wow, would you look at that.
Yeah, I had Scherzer because I think that he is just one of the top pitchers in the league, obviously, as we're ranking right now. But I think that maybe, as I said, gets injured a little too much and definitely passes prime. But he just gets so many strikeouts, it's crazy. I think that, yeah, that's all I have to say.
If I were to say something like, if this time period was 2020 to like 2015, I would definitely like, if it was like, then you add like another 20, so like top 40, Syndergaard and Stroman would both be on this list.
Yeah.
Because, before Syndergaard started getting injured a lot, he was one of the top pitchers in the league. And then Stroman, I mean, in his prime, Stroman was the best pitcher in the AL.
I think he was
top five in the AL.
Maybe top 10. Probably top 10. I wouldn't say top five.
Top 10 in the MLB. In his prime, Stroman.
Top 15, I think.
As I said before, a whole other argument for another segment.
Yeah, sure. But yeah.
But in their prime, we'll say these two players would definitely be on the list.
Let's go on to number 9. I have Max Fried.
And I had Yu Darvish. Surprised you put Snell behind Fried. What's your reasoning for that?
Well, Fried definitely stepped up to the plate when Soroka got injured this year. I think he did a great job with that. Almost won Cy Young. And he did win All MLB, so I think that he just did a great job this year, and excited to see what comes next for him.
you also put him in front of Max Scherzer. So
okay.
I mean,
those young guys really
questionable.
Yeah.
Okay, number 9 for me, Yu Darvish. Just got traded to the Padres, had a great year with the Cubs, and before that he jumped around teams a lot, but he was I think this was one of his best years.
Yeah, definitely. I think if not one of them, the best.
And now he's with Snell, so
yeah.
And then next year, Mike Clevinger. So I think that rotation will be very, very good.
Don't forget Donaldson Lamet.
Yeah, Donaldson Lamet. Best pitcher in the league.
Let's go on to number 8. I had Clayton Kershaw.
Number 8, I had Walker Buehler.
Little teammate matchup.
Mm-hmm. Why Walker Buehler? Great future. Won a World Series. Pitched unbelievable. I don't know if he gets underlooked by Kershaw, but once Kershaw,
I think he's
retired,
Kershaw.
Then he is the future of that pitching staff.
I think he's already past Kershaw. I think that Buehler already has experience in the World Series. And I think that, well, not to talk about your guy here, but I think that definitely he's surpassed Kershaw. But I had Kershaw because, a few years ago, he would definitely be number one, maybe to Scherzer. But I think that Kershaw, just almost as good as he was couple years ago, but definitely past his prime. So that's the reason I have him a little maybe lower than expected, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number 7, I have Blake Snell.
And I have Justin Verlander.
Why do I have Blake Snell? I mean, even after losing the World Series and getting traded, I think he's still in his prime for like one more year is going to be his prime.
Definitely.
I mean, unless you're like Mike Trout, you don't really have your prime your whole entire career so far. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe Babe Ruth and some other legends, but I mean, current now.
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah, I had Verlander because I think that he's just not really much to say about this. Verlander, top pitcher in the league, obviously. And I think that obviously past his prime, but still able to be great pitcher even though he's getting old. I think that's just phenomenal. But mm-hmm. I think we can go on to number 6.
Okay, number 6. I have Clayton Kershaw.
And I have Walker Buehler. We switched 6s and 8s.
Okay, why do I have Clayton Kershaw? He's a future Hall of Famer.
Obviously.
That's really what I have to say there. I mean, he's won a World Series. He's come close to a World Series 2 times, 3 times.
Yeah.
One against the Red Sox, one against
Astros. And they cheated on that World Series. And
yeah, so he's been cheated on twice.
Yeah.
And by the Astros and the Red Sox. And is it a coincidence that they're both in the AL? Well, were they like forming some club? And all the other teams were like, no way. And they're just like, oh, well, we're going to have to do it ourselves.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, the Astros one was more serious because the Red Sox only cheated in the World Series. The Astros did it the whole season.
Yeah, that's true.
But back to pitchers. So that's why I picked Kershaw. He's a future Hall of Famer. Great pitcher.
I had Buehler because if you're saying all that good stuff about Kershaw, Buehler is better than Kershaw right now.
Yes.
That's all I have to say about that. Number five, I have Garrett Cole.
And I have Max Scherzer.
Scherzer, a little high. Okay.
Yeah, I don't agree with the injuries thing. I think he's perfectly fine. I don't remember the last time he's had an injury.
A lot of injuries.
Really? Maybe on the Tigers.
Okay. But again, I have
another argument for another segment.
Yeah, again. Jared, why did you have Scherzer?
Why did I have Scherzer? I mean, he is one of the best pitchers in the MLB, of course, because he's in my top 20. And his fastball is unbelievable. I don't know how people hit home runs off of him. And he just dominates, really.
Yeah, not much to say about Max Scherzer. I have Garrett Cole because basically the same reason you had Max Scherzer. Just dominant, leading that Yankees starting rotation. And yeah. Let's go on to number four. I had Yu Darvish.
I had Shane Bieber after this MVP season.
Well, Cy Young.
Cy Young.
Yeah.
Yes. Was Shane Bieber even on your list?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Where?
You'll see.
Oh, he's more up. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I picked Darvish because definitely had a breakout year this year. He was pretty good before, but I think that he just took like five steps up, and I think that he'll work well with Snell on the Padres now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number three, I have Trevor Bauer.
And I had Bauer also.
Why do you why do I have Bauer? Where he goes will depend, because if we have the same thing as last year for travel-wise, your opponents, then I think if he goes to like either the White Sox or, I mean, just putting it out there, let's just say he goes to the Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his opponents in the AL East, the Orioles, he can beat. Toronto, yeah. He can beat. Even mm-hmm. the Yankees, he can beat.
Yeah.
Boston, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, did I just say, I just said that he can beat his own team. I said Orioles, then I said Toronto. but I said that would be the team that he would be going to.
Did you have your orange juice this morning, Jared?
Yes. I did. Okay. But, you know, people make mistakes, even if they do have their orange juice.
Yeah. Well, I had Bauer because the same reason as Jared, and I think that he will. It will definitely be interesting to see where he goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number two. We're at number two. Here we go. I have Jacob DeGrom.
No! Oh, I thought he was going to be your number one. I have Shane Bieber.
Why do you have Shane Bieber?
Well, definitely stepped up in the Indians rotation. Definitely needed from the Indians and won a Cy Young along the way. And an All-MLB team just had a great year, flat-out great year.
Mm-hmm. I picked DeGrom because almost his third straight Cy Young.
Almost.
That's one reason. Second reason, I'm a Mets fan.
Yeah, obviously.
Third reason, he's all MLB.
All MLB.
Yeah. The only reason why his record isn't so good this year was because his offense was awful. He wasn't getting any run support. He let up one run against the Rays, and his offense let up. Scored zero, so they lost 1-0.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like a one run, seven innings or six innings, and his offense gave him zero, and he let up one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And DeGrom.
Mm-hmm. Let's go on to number one.
I have Garrett Cole.
Oh, I have DeGrom.
I have Garrett Cole because got a huge contract, and for these like next 5 years, I think he's gonna be pretty dominant. And then those last like 4 years will be slow. He'll be getting old, and then he'll be like, okay, I'm gonna retire now. But for the next couple of years, he'll still be a top 20 pitcher.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's in his prime, but DeGrom, I think he's the best pitcher in the league which is all I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he's the best pitcher in the league, and maybe you could say I'm being biased, but it's just what I think.
Yeah, you got to respect his opinion, and if you don't respect my his opinion, I would say it. As my brother says it, you're making fun of someone, or you're making fun of his opinion.
Sure.
I was like, you're making fun of someone. And I'm like, no, I'm not making fun of anyone.
Life as a fifth grader. Okay. Let's go on to segment two. Okay. For segment two, we have our weekly check-in on free agency. Mm-hmm. Our first thing that happened is the Tigers signed the outfielder Robbie Grossman.
Robbie Grossman, let's see here. I've definitely heard the name before, but not many times. I would say he's a decent player. I think he's
not top tier, but I guess
definitely not top tier, but like decent, okay, average player.
Mm-hmm. Our second one is Sugano might not sign with an MLB team. He could just stay in the Korean League.
I think it's 50-50 on that because the MLB, he would definitely get some more attention. But would he rather have more attention in America or China?
I'm pretty sure Japan.
Japan. So that's a big choice for him because, he could look at Ichiro, who was in the Japan leagues, and then he went to the MLB and became, hopefully a Hall of Famer, but he had a great career.
Definitely a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Maybe not the same. And Sugano, he's probably not as good as Ichiro, but
yeah. Plus he's a pitcher, so you can't really record them.
I mean, if I were Sugano and I got an offer from an MLB team, even if it was like a minor league team, well, maybe if it was not a minor league team, but like a major league team, I would go for it. I would just say, I don't care what team, get some attention in America. And if things don't work out, at the end of the contract, go back to Japan and get back all your fame.
Yeah, and you can't really compare Ichiro and Sugano because Sugano's a pitcher.
And I've never seen Sugano play. Ever. Yeah. And no highlights. I don't know if he's good, but he sounds good.
But we're recording this on Thursday. This podcast will come out on Friday. So we'll see. And the decision is going to come out today, actually, Thursday.
Really?
So, yeah, we'll see.
His decision?
Mm-hmm.
Sugano, wow.
Yeah. Our next one.
So, wait, what teams are interested?
Mets, Blue Jays, Padres.
I don't think the Mets will go for him after that crazy day with Lindor today. So,
I think the Blue Jays could get him.
And that would be a big game because Ryu and there's Ryu there. So him and Sugano, maybe, possibly.
Well, our next one is Mets have interest in Brad Hand, Corey Kluber, and James Paxton.
Okay. Well, you could probably maybe add Order Rizzi there. We've talked about him possibly going to the Mets for a while now. But yeah, I think those three would be the most likely to come to the Mets.
I do like Brad Hand. I think they should sign him, but I think they should only sign Kluber and Kluber or Paxton, and maybe neither of them, since spoiler alert, they just got Lindor and Carrasco, who's a good pitcher. Carrasco could pretty similar to Kluber, right-handed pitcher. Okay, so yeah, who knows?
And about the Lindor trade, I mean, that's what I'm so excited to talk about. So I'll just say one thing right now. I was listening on the radio.
Save it for when. Okay. Next one. Red Sox have serious interest in Jake Odorizzi.
I think the Red Sox need a pitcher. Because
they do have Chris Sale coming back this year, but
yeah, but without Chris Sale, they're like we saw in 2020, they cannot win games without their pitchers. They had an awful pitching staff. Like I would say half of the games they had relievers or minor leaguers starting.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see if Sale can still be himself when he comes back off injury. So, yeah, we'll have to see. Our next one is Dombrowski says JT is still out there. Dombrowski, the Phillies GM.
Well, I don't know how he's going to get them. Are we talking about them getting him? Yeah, I mean, there's no chance.
Yeah, because
Unless maybe they get fan donations, possibly. The fans are like, hey, we want JT Realmuto back. Here's a bunch of money.
But, yeah, I don't see how it's possible because they confirmed that they won't be able to sign JT Realmuto. So, we'll see. Our next one. Kurt Casale, relief pitcher, signs with the Giants.
Kurt Casale, never heard of him.
Well, he's an okay reliever. He also offered to woo Trevor Bauer to the Giants. So I think that they could definitely use him. They don't have a good reliever yet. So I think they just got someone good, and yeah. Our next one, Dodgers still in DJ LeMahieu's sweepstakes. Means
Dodgers, I have to agree with that there, that they're still in there.
Yeah, they definitely still have a lot of money. Yeah, they could definitely use him. They could even put him at third because now Justin Turner is a free agent, but we'll see if they re-sign him also. The market is heating up for Liam Hendricks, All-MLB team reliever.
Yeah, definitely, especially if he's an All-MLB team player. So, I would say I'm not really sure what to say about this one. I definitely know that whoever gets it will be very lucky.
I think that it's complicated to see who would sign him. Maybe the Giants could sign him also.
Yeah, that would be especially good because I mean the Giants have a young team, but their pitching staff isn't very good.
Yeah. And there's also talks of them signing Bauer, so we'll see.
That would be big.
The Yankees are one of many primary suitors for Yasiel Puig. I don't see how the Yankees could use him. They have like six outfielders. So I personally don't think they will sign him, but I guess he would be good for their defense, but not much. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jared?
I have to agree with you on this one. It would be a great addition to their team. And, yeah, I think that's it. That's all I got to say about that one.
And our last one, the Mets finally make a big move.
Oh, they made a big move with McCann, but this is even
but bigger. This is bigger. They trade for Francisco Lindor
and Carlos Carrasco for nothing.
They trade away Rosario and Jimenez and two prospects.
That's nothing.
Rosario is my favorite player, but we don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, like, bro, the fact that they had to trade absolutely nothing, and that in less than a year, mm-hmm. the Cleveland Indians have destroyed all of their success in the past 10 years.
Yeah, what next? They're going to trade Shane Bieber? Who knows?
They've given away most of their success over the past 5 years.
Their only good hitter right now, I think, is Jose Ramirez, and that's it.
Yeah, and so what I heard on the radio were the guys on The Fan, and once they got back from the commercial break, they were like, I mean, this was like a couple hours after, like 5 o'clock, maybe, 5:20 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, they were freaking out. They were like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. They were talking so much and they were so happy. I mean, New Yorkers have every reason to be happy. The Knicks are doing good and the Mets.
Not for long, the Knicks are doing good.
Well, that's another sport that. We're not talking about that right now.
Podcast.
And the Mets made a big move for.
That's all we have to say.
Lindor's in his prime. This is his prime now. I mean, some Indians fans would say, "Oh, his prime was definitely 2016."
Mm-hmm.
Your prime. Primes last more than 1 year, and some. Last through different time spans, like Lindor, his first prime, 2016, and maybe 17, and then like 18, 19, 20, and now 21, he's coming back to his prime.
And also with Carrasco, the Mets will even use Carrasco, like he's could be their 3 or 4 starter that they have been looking for. That mm-hmm. may even make them not even need to sign Odorizzi or Paxton or Kluber, like we just said.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Save some money. That would be great for them. But now I think that's it. Let's go on to segment 3. Okay, for segment 3, we have interview with Ira Leipsker. Ira, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am Jared Sands' grandfather, also known as Papa, and I am from Chicago, Illinois. Lived there my entire life, am retired now in Arizona, and looking forward to this interview.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as Dan stops talking in the background.
Are there any of do you have a favorite team?
Well, you know, I'm a big White Sox fan, and pretty much any Chicago sport team is who I'm going to be rooting for.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And before we start the podcast, just name, like, you can name a few or all of the only baseball stadiums that you've been to.
Not many, both Chicago stadiums and Fenway Park and San Diego and the Minute Maid Park when I saw the World Series game there. And I think that's just about it. Oh, I was in Cleveland. I've been in the Cleveland Stadium.
So that's 6.
6. Minnesota, but I wasn't at a game. I was in the stadium, but not at a game.
Okay, that counts. That counts.
Yeah,
okay,
that counts.
Yeah, that's it, though. Not many others.
Okay, 7. Nice.
Okay, I have the first question.
Okay.
Do you think Luis Robert has a real future in the MLB?
Oh, he's got a major future in the MLB. He's going to be one of the finest players in the majors. He'll be a five-star player because he could do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And Jared, you have the next question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first question from my side. Who was your favorite player growing up?
Ooh, that's a good question. My favorite player growing up was Louis Aparicio. He was a shortstop for the White Sox in 1959, and he led the league in steals, and he was a great defensive player, and he was just really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. So I would say, like, almost like maybe Tim Anderson, shortstop, pretty speedy. I don't know if he can, like, hit for power, but he can get a base hit and a steal, and he can also play good defense.
Yeah, they're pretty similar in that respect, except Anderson's probably a better hitter than Aparicio, and Aparicio's a better fielder than he is.
Mm-hmm. Lennox, take it away.
Who is your favorite free agent this year?
Well, favorite free agent. I was really surprised that they got Lance Lynn to be their new pitcher. They're going to have a 1-2-3 pitching staff as good as just about anybody in the majors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lennox, were you talking about like all MLB or just the ones that the White Sox got?
Oh, all of the MLB.
All of MLB.
Power, Springer.
Well, I'll tell you, I just read in the paper that the Mets just got somebody who was very good. They got Lindor.
Yeah.
And Carrasco.
A couple hours ago.
Yeah, I would say that's about as big as it gets right now. The mm-hmm. Mets are really making a major move here.
Yep.
Definitely.
And also earlier in the year, they signed James McCann.
Yeah, who I think is going to turn out to be a really good catcher for you guys.
Yeah.
I like him a real lot. Actually, I wish the Sox would have kept him and gotten rid of Lindahl. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Second question on my side. Who do you think has the best fan base?
Oh, that's a good question. I would have to say, unfortunately, the Yankees probably have the best fan base. It's so huge.
Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of money, and they're usually good every year, so that just adds to fans.
I would say probably the most loyal fan base, though, might be the St. Louis Cardinals, because they're big winners, and they continue to be winners, even though they have don't have a lot of money. They're a small market team, mm-hmm. and they draw really well, and their fans are adamant fans. So I would say, yeah, that would be my number one pick, with the Yankees number two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lennox?
Well, you just told us how many stadiums you've been to, but what is your favorite stadium that you've been to?
Ooh, good. That's a really good question. I would have to say it would probably be Fenway Park. I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. I've been there with the Green Monster. I mean, you see it on TV, and you're like, it's huge. And then when you're there, it's like, oh, my God, it's even bigger.
Yeah, and it's just really a cool stadium. And even though the Cubs stadium is really cool, I think Boston did a better job of keeping the old feel to it compared to, the White Sox, compared to the Cubs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Third question on my side. Who is your favorite current player?
My favorite current player. Boy, I got a lot of favorites on the White Sox right now. I would say my favorite is Jose Abreu.
Definitely.
Yeah, he is underrated. This year he got the MVP, but he's just an underrated ball player. He's close 6 years in a row, hitting 30 home runs and getting close to 100 RBIs, if not 100 RBIs. That's a pretty good ball player to me.
Mm-hmm. I have the next question. Do you think that the Padres can win a World Series after getting Blake Snell, and Yu Darvish.
Let me think about that. I think they have a very good chance, but you know what? A lot of times when you go to get these guys to win a world in a World Series, and especially pitchers, all it takes is, you know, one of them to blow out their arm, and all of a sudden your dreams are just quashed. And personally, I don't think Yu Darvish is as good as he is. It took him a year and a half to finally get used to pitching for the Cubs, and he had a great second half of 2019 and a good 2020. But I just think he's just okay.
Okay.
Next question. If you could get rid of one rule that they've recently added, which one? I mean, the three batter minimum for pitchers, the expanded playoffs, or the DH in the NL?
I would say I would get rid of the seven inning second over, when they go into play a doubleheader, having only seven innings.
Yeah, I don't like that one either.
I don't like that one. And they may end up playing more doubleheaders this year than they have in the past because of COVID-19. So that I'd like to see him get rid of. But I like the three-pitcher minimum rule. I thought that was real good.
Mm-hmm. And with the three-pitcher minimum rule, like, some people love it. Some people really don't like it. We had Blake Shear on, and she said that, like, she really doesn't like the rule, but now you say you do. It's like it could go either way.
How about, what do you guys do? You like this, the three pitcher rule, three hitter rule?
I would get rid of the DH where it's only in the AL, because I think that the NL teams could really benefit from having a DH.
I agree with you. Yeah, it's time to make them all one and the same.
I would definitely get rid of the extra innings rule, starting a guy on second.
Ah.
I mean, they didn't have that in the playoffs, but I mean, I think it kind of gives an advantage almost to like the away team that bats first in the extra innings.
Yeah, definitely.
Like it was an extra inning game against the it was Braves Mets, and the Braves were hitting first, and they scored like 6-7 runs, and the Mets had no chance because they started. Like the Mets shut them down in the top of the 10th. Same with the Braves in the bottom of the 10th. But then in the bottom of the 11th, with second and third, they just scored like 6 or 7 runs and it was over.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I have to agree with you. I think that'd be a good rule to get rid of also.
But I do like the expanded playoffs. It gives more teams with like not that much money a chance. Like
right.
Not that great teams.
I agree. No, that's true.
You never know who will upset who.
Yeah. I have the next question. Do you think it is time for the Yankees, with all that money that they have, to be impatient in this year's free agency and sign a bunch of people?
I really don't care what the Yankees do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a first, because we ask everyone this question, and they're always giving an answer, but your answer is very different.
Yeah, it is different, because I don't care what the Yankees do.
Yeah, we haven't had a White Sox fan on yet.
Yeah, you're just focused on your own team.
Oh, how about the Mets? You mean the Mets fans would like to see the Yankees spend a lot of money and become world champs again?
No. Okay, my last question. Where do you think DJ LeMahieu will go? There have been talks about the Mets, maybe a re-sign with the Yankees.
I don't think the Yankees will let him get away.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to end up being with the Yankees.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. I think the Mets have shown interest in him, but I think that either they really want him, but I personally don't really want the Mets to get him, because I think that they don't really need him, I think. And I think that if maybe the Mets are just playing with the Yankees to make them spend more money on DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah, and do you realize that DJ LeMahieu was originally a Cub?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew he was a Colorado Rocky, but definitely not a Cub.
And yeah, so was Gleyber Torres.
Yeah, both. They had some pretty good young guys that they let get away for, you know, and they got, I don't remember who they got for Mayhew, but nothing special at all. No one that's with the team now any longer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, I'd like to join you anytime. I loved it. Take care, boys.
Okay, you too.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you guys for making it this far into the episode. I know it was a lot, but the good part is now you guys know all the latest news in the MLB.
Be sure to check every Friday for our episodes dropping. We never miss a week. Don't miss it.
Thanks for listening to
Baseball Talk!